name is Justice Perry. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Philip Lee Thompson III. I'm 12 years old.
And my name is Natwan Weatherspoon. I'm 19.
We interviewed James Brown on July 31st, 2012.
I was born and raised in Bayshore, New York, which is on Long Island. Grew up about 2 miles from the beach. I have a lot of memories of just hanging out with my friends in the marina or by the water, listening to music, hanging out, spent a lot of time with my friends playing basketball. And then, of course, a lot of my memories are around the first times I got into music. You know, I played in the jazz band. I had my own band. You know, a lot of my memories are of getting together with my friends and just jamming. I mean, one of the stories I always tell is the first band I was ever in was a couple of friends of mine. They asked me, you're a music guy, do you play bass? And I said, I don't play bass. And they said, well, do you know anybody that owns a bass? And I said, my dad owns a bass. And they said, well, you're in the band then. And I said, well, wait a minute, I've never even played bass one day in my life. I said, it doesn't matter, just bring your dad's bass over to a rehearsal and we'll make it work. And so that was my first experience kind of playing in a band outside of school. And eventually I started my own bands, you know, as a saxophone player and a piano player. But that's where a lot of my memories lie. And a lot of my memories are of my dad teaching me about music, because my father was a jazz bassist and a classical cellist and a music teacher, having conversations with him about music and what it was like to be a musician. That's one of my strong memories. What's interesting is I never took direct lessons from my father. My dad wanted to keep our father-son relationship separate from being the person that actually taught me the techniques and stuff. So he always got me other people to actually teach me on saxophone, which was my main instrument. But of course, he was a musician, so we're in the house together. How could you not talk about music? So he really taught me about what it was to be a musician rather than how to play an instrument, what it was like, what life was like as someone who taught music, as someone who made music. He'd always say, don't forget to sing. And I'd be like, what do you mean sing? I play saxophone. I don't sing. I don't sing anything. He's like, it doesn't matter what you do. When a singer sings, when they're feeling it, they make faces, they get into it. Their voice is an instrument and they're taking over the music through their voice. And you can do that with any instrument. You have to put your heart and soul into it. And so that's what he meant. And I always carry that with me. What brought me to Pittsburgh was an advisor in college. She knew I was into like studying society and sociology. And I was also into music. And she always would tell me, you need to go study ethnomusicology. And I had no idea what it was. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I'm just trying to get my college degree and be out. I'm not really thinking about the next thing I'm trying to study. And so when I finished college, I applied to a couple of different ethnomusicology programs. And the one I got accepted to was here at the University of Pittsburgh. So that's how I got to Pittsburgh. The Lighthouse Project is a multimedia arts program. So basically what we do is we use the media arts to get young people excited about going to college and having a career. I'm a musician who's always been interested in education. I come from a family of teachers. But myself, I thought of myself as a musician. And so it's really brought me back to being an educator. So one of the things I had to learn was how to be a mentor and how to be an educator in an after-school setting. But beyond that, what it's reminded me and taught me is that, you know, young people are the future. So you have to, as much as you are trying to impart knowledge, it has to be a two-way street. And so you have to do your fair share of listening. And so I learn constantly what the future might look like and not say, well, this kid's just 15 years old. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You have to say, no. I got to listen to him because he's one of the future leaders of tomorrow. So that's what I've learned being at the Lighthouse. I've learned a lot. I would say, you know, listen more than talk. And I would say learn how to agree to disagree. When you think about what's going on in the world over, you know, whether it's religion, war, politics, you don't have to agree on those things. You don't have to see it eye to eye, but how someone else lives their life, understand it. You know, one of my things is expose yourself to how someone walks in their shoes and immerse yourself in it. You know, there's a difference between seeing someone who's different from you from a distance and being immersed in their world. And so once you start to immerse yourself in someone else's world and deal what they deal with, it kind of breaks down a lot of walls of misunderstanding. So, you know, if I'm speaking to the world, that would be my big thing is, you know, agree to disagree.